It was said, so this expression denotes weakness. Anyway, it was the hadith saying, according to Ibn Abbas, and also Ibn Abbas is, this is the statement of Ibn Abbas, and Ibn Abbas is one of the companions who was receiving information from the children of Israel. And it's permissible, as the Prophet said, حَدِّثُ عَنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ وَلَا حَرَجْ. He said, the seven skies and the seven earth in the palm of Ar-Rahman, like a mustard seed in your hand. But we don't know the authenticity of this information. Also, there is another statement according to Ibn Jarir. He said, مَا السَّمَوَاتِ السَّبْعِ فِي الْكُرْسِي إِلَّا كَدَرَاتٍ سَبْعَةٍ أُلْقِيَتْ فِي كُرْسِ. That the meaning of that, the seven heavens are as small as dirham molded in a warrior shield in comparison to the kursi. Also, this statement is a murtal, and in it there is a person who is weak. His name is Abd al-Rahman bin Zayd. The third أثر according to Qala Abu Dharr, the companion رضي الله عنه, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يقول ما الكرسي في العرش إلا كحلقة من حديد ألقيت بين ظهري ثلاث من الأرض. The kursi compared to the throne is nothing but like a ring of iron thrown in a vast field. This is a correct athar that was, or correct hadith. It is put in Silsilat al-Ahadith al-Sahihah number 109, and also in Al-Aqidah al-Tahawiyyah, the explanation of Al-Aqidah al-Tahawiyyah. So the kursi of Allah, when you compare it to the throne of Allah, is like a ring. You take it and you throw it in an open field. How much that thing will be in size in comparison to the field? Almost nothing. And this kursi, when you read in ayat al-kursi, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum, لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض. كرسي encompasses the earth and the sky. So look next time you go to the open field and look up to the sky and see how large the sky is. Imagine the seven skies and all the earth, all of that is encompassed in the kursi of Allah. And this kursi, the comparison of its size to the throne, is like a ring in an open field. So how much great is the throne of Allah, and Allah over the throne. Does that mean Allah is touching the throne? Or sitting on the throne when we say Allah over the throne? Some people get the understanding, we say Allah over the throne, He is sitting. No. We just say Allah is above the throne. So that will give you an insight to the greatness of Allah. So next time when our evil self tells us to do a sin, we should think about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and compare ourselves to the size of His creation and see how minute and despicable we are when we try to go to sin and go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us to do. The second hadith, and the one that is after that, may have weaknesses in them. The first one is according to Ibn Mas'ud, he said, between the lower sky and the one above it, there is 500 years. And between every two skies, there is 500 years. And between the seven skies and the curtsy, 500 years. And between the curtsy and the water, 500 years. And between the arsh, and the arsh is over the water, and Allah over the arsh. And He does not miss anything that you do. Also, there is another hadith according to Al-Abbas bin Abdul Muttalib, who is the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, called, the Prophet said, do you know how much is the distance between the heavens and the earth? We say, no, Allah and His Messenger know better. He said, between them, the journey of 500 years. And between every two skies, 500 years. And the thickness of every sky, 500 years. And between the seventh sky and the throne of sea, the distance between his bottom and his top is like the distance between the earth and the land. And Allah over that, and He does not miss anything that the son of Adam do, but this hadith is weak. And this hadith is known to be al-hadith of al-aw'al, because it has a continuation to it. And the continuation to it, I think there would be some aw'al. Al-wa'al is a big deer. And the big deer have big horns. And those big deers are carrying the thrones of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something like that. But this hadith is weak altogether, so we do not incorporated in our belief system. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, they all pray and say, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. And Allah is high. Allah is over His creation, over the throne. He knows what we receive and what we conceive. He knows the things that we do in the light and the things that we do in the darkness. He knows our intentions. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us and to lead us to be from those who obey Him and who worship Him free from any association. Free from association.
Explanation of the verse, the whole of the earth will be grabbed up in the hand of the resurrection. There remains what to do at the time of the Prophet of Allah, which is from Allah unto the Sunday, knowledge of the things of this that they neither deny, that they neither deny nor explain.
Not explain. It should be walam yata'awwaluha, meaning it is not alter explain. No, hold on. This is an important benefit. Because we have this, the rabbi came and he said, this is what we find in the Torah. So the rabbi was believing in the attributes of Allah. In that, they try to deny it altogether. They try to deny it sometimes by saying this hadith is ahad category, so we do not take creed from the ahad category. All they say, we're going to alter it and say, well, the finger means this, the hand means strength, and so on and so forth. And all of that is null and void because we have to believe in Allah name and attributes and start and believe in Him.
When the rabbi made mention to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi, he confirmed the statement in the Quran where a revelation was sent down and bringing to that.
No.
The event of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi was from the attributes and confirmation of what the rabbi mentioned. Such tremendous knowledge.
Yeah.
Mentioning of the two hands of Allah in the heavens in the right hand and the earth in the left.
Yeah.
the second hand was referred as the left. The mention of the tyrant and the arrogant went along with that.
No.
The statement that the comparison of the seven heavens and earth would be as small in Allah's hand as the seed of a mustard seed for the jewel.
But we said the hadith that itself of that, we doubt what some people.
The greatness of the four seeds in relation to the heavens.
That we take it also from ayat to foot.
The greatness of the throne in relation to the foot.
This is from the hadith of Abu Dhar and Ibn Affan al hadith.
That the foot is more than the throne in the separate.
And here Ibn Abbas was saying, yes, go on. Yes.
The distance between one heaven and the next heaven.
Okay, go on.
The difference between the seven heavens and the court. The difference between the court and the world.
But all of that is taken from a hadith, if we say it's not authentic, therefore we cannot say yea or nay to those things.
Allah is only the world of the world.
Same thing applies to that.
Allah is above the throne.
But Allah is above the throne, this is our creed. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ.
The difference between heaven and earth. But the diameter of each heaven is 500 years. The sea above the seventh heaven is equal to the distance of 500 years between its lowest and highest heaven. And Allah ta'ala is present.
Now, all of that is, we take some from the last three things from the hadith that might be weak. But as far as the Zahar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Fur, وَقْصُورٍ وَكِتَابٍ مَقْصُورٍ فِي رَقٍ مَنْشُورٍ وَالْمَيْتِ الْمَعْمُورِ وَالْتَقْفِ الْمَرْفُورِ وَالْبَحْرِ الْمَسْجُورِ. So here, the sequence of things, it says there's a house that is built, and over it there is the top, the ceiling, and over it there is the bahar. Some of the interpreters say that refers to the bahar above the sky. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. To the reality of that. And having said that, we have finished the safety of Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'een. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So we're able to finish explaining this very important book. And today is the 11th of Jumad al-Ula, 1420, which coincides with the 22nd of August. 1999, we have finished explaining the book of Al-Tawheed, and inshallah, next Sunday we meet, we're going to have an overall review of the book of Al-Tawheed. Inshallah, we will be ready for that next time we meet, which will be the 29th. We're going to be here, inshallah. If you have any questions.
Yes. This concerns the argument you said about the two hands, the left hand, you said how it's called the left hand. Is this hadith only came from one chain of narration?
No, it came. It has what you want to get to.
The fact that, I'm wondering, is it just because of the fact that it's mentioning the left?
Yes.
But wouldn't that be kind of like making Allah's attributes, like our attributes, because our left hand is lower than our right hand? But because of that, you know, you used to.
No. It says Shaz because the other ahadith says that both of Allah's hands are right. There's other ahadith that says both of Allah's hands are right. وَكِلْتَ يَدَيْهِ يَمِينٌ. إن المقسطون على منابر بالنور على يمين الرحمن وتلك يديه يمين. So the hadith that says all both of his hands are right. So this is why they say this one is shad.
The one for Ibn Mas'ud was not attributed to the Prophet.
Doesn't it say that?
No, it is not.
No.
And also there is part about it of construction different. Okay, alhamdulillah. Inshallah, I'll be ready for your overall review next time, inshallah. وهذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Last time we were here, we discussed the chapter about intercession, or the chapter Babun La Yashfa'u Billahi Ala Khalqa. What is the name of that chapter?
None has intercession of Allah before His creation.
I think I made a mistake in moving the expressions last time, so I want to make a correction. The intercedee, so the one who is making the intercession. Last time we said the interceder was the one who is the intercession was made to. But this is wrong. The interceder is the one who is making the intercession. The intercedee is the one who is benefiting from the intercession. And the one who is the intercession is made through, not for, made through, is al-mashfu'u ilayhi. The one who is, which does not have a term in the Arabic, in the English language, is the one who is, we are trying to intercede to him for others. So this chapter discusses the issue that we cannot make Allah the interceder to us, because in that case we are making ourselves in a higher position than Allah Azza wa Jalla. Because the one who is in the lesser status can be an interceder on behalf of the intercedee for somebody of a higher authority. But the higher authority does not have to intercede. The higher authority commands. So after this correction, we say, what is the purpose of this chapter in relation to the topic of the Tawheed?
Because then what you're saying is that the one who will be interceding to is on a higher level than Allah.
That's true. The second chapter is the chapter Babu Maja'a fi Himayati النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حمى التوحيد وفده طرق الشرك. It is permissible to call the Prophet Sayyiduna. So you cannot go to the Prophet and kill him. But if he was alive.
If he was alive.
But this is beside the point. Now, can you call the Prophet Sayyiduna? You cannot. You cannot say Muhammad is Sayyiduna.
No, you can describe him, but you can't call him. You can't say he is.
What do you mean call? You cannot call him in any name. You cannot say, "Oh Muhammad, give me this," or "Oh Muhammad, intercede for me," because now he's not amongst the living. So this point is not applicable only to the word Sayyid. It applies to everything. You cannot call upon him.
But he is not the Lord, but he was the best amongst us. They believe in describing him as the best amongst us.
No. You can call him Sayyid. You can call him Sayyid, and when you add that to yourself, you say Sayyiduna is our master. Because the word Sayyid, we said to correct the expression, is not Lord, it is Master. What is the evidence that you can do that?
That when those people came to the Prophet and they said, "You are Lord, you are Sayyidina."
Not Lord.
You are Sayyidina, you are a master.
Mm-hmm.
You told them, say what you have to say or say part of what you have to say. Do not let Shaitan make you go over here.
Okay, where is the evidence that you said?
What you have now is that he did not prohibit them from saying Sayyidina. He just said, you know, he's going to go over here.
Okay. Then in that, after we have affirmed the fact, you can say that word. When you are making a tashahhud, can you say, "As-salam, ashhadu anna sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah"?
No.
Why not? You just said you can say.
But if you can accept worship, you describe certain ways that you can only make do with such a way. You cannot answer it because it is prescribed prayer.
So if I want to say التحيات لله, can I say التحيات لله عز وجل?
No.
Are you forbidding me from saying عز وجل?
No, but in this prayer, I mean, it's going to be like innovation because that's not the way it's possible.
So you are forbidding me from saying عز وجل?
No.
You are?
Yes, yeah,
at this time, yes.
That particular instance.
You are forbidding the people, subhanAllah. أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يَنْهَى عَبْدًا إِذَا صَلَّى. You know this ayah? Have you seen the one who is forbidden a person from praying?
I remember, I'm not forbidding anybody from doing anything. But if Allah is messenger, Allah is going to forbid you from saying that thing at that time.
Allah is his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's good. What is the purpose of this chapter concerning the subject that we have been discussing?
That means to search if someone else means their master or Lord other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means to search if you believe that they can call anyone as their master.
Oh. Is it to avoid over-exaggerating the Prophet according to the higher position that sees that Allah gives him?
Yes. So the way you word it is different. The mean of that, the way that was included under the heading, because if people say that without any restriction, that will lead to something that might lead to shirk. How about glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is one of the attributes, what are, we know that one of the attributes of Allah is the hands, the two hands. also the attributes of Allah, one of His attributes are the fingers. Correct? What is the evidence?
When the Jew came to the Prophet ﷺ, he said that he finds in our books that in the day of judgment Allah will reflect in heaven and the fingers and the trees and the seeds on the finger.
The trees and the seeds on the finger?
Well, the trees are on your one finger.
And the water.
And the water is going to be.
And the dust.
And the dust is going to be on the finger.
So? And do we take evidence from the what the rabbi is saying?
Oh, but the, at that, the Prophet was going to smile, and then he recited the ayah.
What is the ayah? وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامِ. So one of Allah's attributes is the finger. So Allah's finger, like a part of His hand, why not?
They don't resemble us. Well, so our fingers are part of our hands.
Okay.
And Allah is not anything that I can think of His creation.
What is the evidence? Allah is not like one to His creation.
Allah said, basically, this is the
And when Allah inquires about the kings, then He will say, أَيْنَ الْمُتَكَبِّرُونَ أَيْنَ الْجَبَّارُونَ. That refers to the kings of state, correct?
No. All the kings, everybody is prepared. They refers to...
Go ahead.
They refers to everybody, because everybody has an authority over something.
What is the evidence that everybody has an authority over something? Don't you tell me what, for example, you're not hearing evidence. You say the evidence has to be hadith or ayah. Every time you ask for evidence and somebody tells you, because it's due to, you know that he is justifying, he's not giving you evidence. And when somebody starts to justify, that means he acknowledged to you he does not have an evidence, therefore he is resorting to justification. So what is the evidence?
I understand the hadith is that the proof of Allah will be shown to him, and everybody will become before Allah with and ask questions about the charge he has.
كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. Every one of you is a shepherd and everybody is responsible for his herd. What is the size relation between al-kursi and al-arsh?
It is like a ring
before you get a field. Which one is the arsh?
It's like a ring, you put it up. I mean, when you put a ring in the field.
So which one is a representation?
It's bigger than the...
So the ring is a representation of the arsh.
Yes, of the kursi.
Of the kursi?
Yes.
Are you sure? Correct. So what does that tell us?
That the arsh, because the arsh is bigger than the kursi by that much, and the kursi is bigger, the kursi extends over the heavens and the earth, and the arsh is that much bigger compared to the kursi. So, and Allah is the greatest, so that just let us know
the
greatness of Allah.
Did you look at the sky? I told you to look at the sky.
Did you do that?
Did you look at the sky? Did you look at the sky? Did you do that? See how spacious it is? And Allah said, what you're supposed to do is that you ascribe in the day of judgment? No. No. Hold it. Just like the archetypes, you know the archetypes? You know what is the archive?
You know the archive, yes, the archive.
And the archivist is the one who prepares it. Just like the archivist holds the archive.
The
expression is the translation, just like the archivist holds the archive. So the sky would be folded. What is the purpose of including this chapter in the book of Al-Baqarah?
To show the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how we can react and do that.
Alhamdulillah, very good. Next time we meet, inshallah, we do a thorough review, not review, discussion of the chapter of Al-Baqarah. Of the book of Al-Tawheed. Subhanallah wa bihamdih, subhanakallah wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.